Sunday Girl.
Nobody likes Parents' Night, do they? It's when the truth comes out. Your parents discover that you haven't been wearing your nice maroon St. Joseph's blazer. You've only handed in one maths homework since September, and you're hanging out with a gang of scary year 10s who have love and hate written across their knuckles in black marker pen. That's the kind of stuff most kids are stressing about, anyhow. Not me. I'm not worried that my family will find out the truth about school. I'm more anxious that school will find out the truth about my family. And now they're here for Parents' Night. All of them. Nightmare! I'm here too, watching the whole thing. Fascinated. Horrified. Being here is a kind of torture, obviously. But when Mr. McGrath asked for volunteers to make the tea and coffee, my hand shot up instantly like the good year 8 teacher pleaser that I am. It's a bit like the way moths get drawn to a flame. I can't help myself, even though I know it will end in disaster. Tea? I asked brightly. Ah, Jude, your form teacher, Miss Devlin, was just telling me that she runs the school drama club. Why ever didn't you tell her I was in show business? You're a hairdresser, Mum, I mumble. Now I am, Mum says, exasperated. But what about my musical past? I've played all the top venues, Filey, Minehead, Clacton-on-Sea. Mum, I hiss. I thought I'd better tell you that Dad and Victoria are here. They're in the queue behind you. They are? Mum squeaks. Oh, nice chatting to you, Miss Devlin. I have to go now. Mum and Dad are no longer together. They haven't been for 12 years, but that doesn't stop Mum from turning all drama queen if she happens to spot Dad with his girlfriend. Mum leans across the desk, lending Miss Devlin her brightest showbiz smile. If you ever need some professional input with a drama club, I'd be only too pleased to offer my expertise. Miss Devlin shuffles some papers. Well, thanks, Miss Riley, she says weakly. I'll be sure to let you know if we need any, professional input. Back at the tea urn, Kevin Carter from my English class is sipping a cup of tea. Are your parents here? I think they're around somewhere, I say vaguely. Will you look at that? He suddenly explodes with laughter, looking out across the hall. Who does he think he is? Elvis Presley? Dad and Victoria have reached the head of the line for Miss Devlin. Victoria looks neat in a dark city suit, but Dad is wearing a grey raincoat over his white rhinestone cat suit. He has a gig later, an 80th birthday party at some old folks' home. He smooths his black quiff and sideburns as he sits down. I should explain. Dad is an Elvis impersonator. This is not a fact I tell many people. I have no intention of telling Kevin Carter, obviously. Think he's really someone's dad or the entertainment program? Kevin Carter muses. No idea. I let my hair swing forward to hide my blushes, and Carter lets out a low whistle as Year 8 beauty Christina Kowalski walks past. She's wearing something that might have once belonged to a Barbie doll, but has now shrunk in the wash. Scary. Christina Kowalski's hot, Carter breathes. Hot is not a word I'd use to describe Christina. She's wearing so little, she may be in danger of freezing. Just as I think Kevin Carter is safely distracted from my family, Gran and Granddad join the end of Miss Devlin's queue. Granddad is wearing his yellow tartan waistcoat with the Marilyn Monroe tie, and Gran is knitting as she waits. It's the green scarf today. At only 3 meters long, it's the easiest one for her to carry. Who are they? Carter gulps, following my gaze. Unreal! I wonder what poor kid has got grandparents like that. My heart plummets. Carter is going to guess the exact identity of that poor kid, unless I come up with a good idea, and fast. Actually, I tell him, they're Christina Kowalski's mum and dad.